We're joined now by Chairman Dave Archambault, Chairman of the Standing Rock Nation. Chairman Archambault, good to have you on News and Views again.
Thank you, Joe.
Give me your take on the presidential or the Corps of Engineers ruling yesterday.
I believe it's the right decision. We've been waiting for some kind of resolution for almost 2 years now, and for the first time, I feel that the leaderships have the courage to make the right decision when something's wrong. And we've been expressing our concerns to Dakota Access Pipeline. We've been expressing our concerns to the Public Service Commission, the Corps of Engineers, the senators of the state, the congressmen, the governor. Everybody knew from day one, as soon as we learned of this project, that we had concerns. And everyone knew there was going to be opposition to this pipeline. What was our concern is that our water was threatened, our heritage is threatened, our culture, our language, our people is threatened. And to really truly understand that, you have to get into an environmental impact statement, and it looks at the risk to people. And we are the first occupants of the state. We're the first occupants of this nation, and we have something rich here, and we're going to stand up and defend it. And we're just so thankful that this Corps of Engineers had the courage to go against the industry, which is driven by money and greed.
Chairman, right now, officials from the state of North Dakota are listening to you. Law enforcement is listening to you. And I have absolutely no doubt members of the congressional delegation, whether it be through their staffs or themselves, are listening to you. What is your message to them about how this goes forward?
Well, I just pray and hope that they can understand that this is the right decision that was made and rendered by the Corps of Engineers. And we have a history with this state, and we've been working with this state. We have built good relationships, and we can't let this damage those relationships. We have to take the next step forward and find ways to resolve any hurt feelings, and we have to learn how to forgive. You know, the tribe has been forgiving for over 200 years, and we've been living together, so we have to take the next step on just this one issue and get over it and start working together again and find ways to help each other. You know, this pipeline can still happen, but we just tried to make it clear to everybody from the beginning that it can't happen on our treaty lands. There's too much at risk. Our sacred places are at risk. Our water's at risk. Our heritage is at risk. Our culture's at risk. And it's important that the first people of this country are respected. And this is the first time in history that something has ever gone in our favor. And that's pretty sad when you think about what everybody had gained, this nation, the state has gained off of our backs.
Chairman, if the protesters or protectors were listening to you right now, what would your message to them be?
Their purpose has been served, and it's time to go home. You know, I understand that they're concerned of it's not over. They can't trust the federal government. They can't trust anyone. I understand that. There's no reason for them not to be to not be in that mind frame. So, but my thing is that if the company or if the state has resistance to this, that they're going to have to go through court, and nothing's going to happen this winter. If the new president comes in and tries to reverse it, nothing's going to happen. So it's going to take time. They have to understand that, and it's opportunity for them to go home. It's an opportunity for them to spend this winter, and if they celebrate holidays, to spend the holidays with their families. I know their families are yearning for them to come home. Their purpose has been served. They brought worldwide attention to this area. And I'm thankful for their support, and I'm thankful for their efforts, but it's time now. And everybody can just relax and go home.
Chairman Archambault, you brought up the new president. If the new president does, in fact, reverse this decision, as many people believe he might do, Do you fully expect then for the protesters to come back? Or are you saying, look, it won't happen this winter because you think then it'll play out in the court system?
It's not going to happen this winter, regardless of what the new president says. And what I think is that we have an opportunity to sit down with the president, and I'm open to trying to find a channel to discuss this with him, this matter with him. We have an opportunity to help him learn about the first people of this nation, about how did he become a millionaire. It's because of the opportunities that were presented from this nation by the cost that we have paid, the people of this nation have paid. So I have an opportunity now, the tribal nations have an opportunity now to try to establish and build relationships with the president-elect so that he'll understand that this is the right decision. Everybody in the state should realize that this is the right decision, and it's not shutting down the Bakken play. It's just realizing that we cannot do this to the first people of this nation anymore.
Chairman Dave Archambault, do you believe they will, in fact, leave? Do you think that the protesters will, in fact, go home and back to their families?
You know, all I can do is hope and pray and help them try to understand that it's time. Their purpose has been served, and they can go now. I'll continue to share that message with the camp, and it's time. It's just their purpose has been served, and we don't need any more actions. We don't need any more confrontations. What we need is to be home with our families and enjoy this winter.
You know, but I have to ask the question this way. The president of the United States, who just made this ruling, and I've only got 30 seconds, ruled that it was time to get off the land by today. Will you support action if it's needed to move people off the land?
No. Okay. I don't think that anybody's going to come in and force anybody off the land. There is a free speech zone there, and there is a right to exercise that First Amendment. And it's not necessary to have a confrontation. It just puts people at risk. It's not safe. And so it will take time.
I just wanted you to have the opportunity to say that. So, Dave Archambault, you've always been accessible to us. I thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for letting us share our side of the story, Joe.
You bet. Chairman Dave Archambault, ladies and gentlemen.